I'm just not convinced that opening, allowing nightclubs to open till 6 a.m. Will be any help to them, or will be any help to the nighttime economy in places like Sligo and the northwest of Ireland, because that will in effect create additional challenges for Gardaí and our hospitals, etc. But what it will do is lead to an increase in costs in the hospitality sector in terms of security, in terms of bar staff, etc. So I'm just not convinced that this will help this area. And what I would like to see done in terms of legislation around liquor licenses is to allow events, make it easier for events to apply for licenses. Now, this is something that does need to be reformed because it's very hard for standalone events, festivals, etc., to obtain a license for that event to run, because in effect we're still operating on licenses, paper-based licenses, which came into effect many decades ago. It's an outdated system of having to go to court every single time you want to get a license for an event or a festival, and that's why we have seen a number of festivals collapse over the last 2 years.
Do you think then that the government got it wrong? There was a lot of fanfare when this was initially flagged. It has seemed to have died a death, and now we're hearing that it's not a priority for the Justice Minister to roll out. Do you think they're having a rethink about those plans?
Well, look, Catherine, you and I both know that what works in Dublin will not work in Sligo. And while people are looking for bars to open to 6 a.m. in Dublin, that necessarily doesn't pass or work in a place like Sligo Town or in our towns and villages across County Sligo. I don't believe it's the correct approach to improving our nighttime economy.